赞美神弟兄姐妹们
Good morning
早上好
And God bless all of us
愿意神来祝福我们每一位
Yeah I'm not much familiar with this hymnal
这首诗歌我并不是太熟悉
And I was asked to bring the word of God
那我就被带到神的话语面前
And I had been meditating for quite a long time
我在神面前这样静想有许多时间
And slowly the Lord gave everything and everything fell in its place and it became a whole word of God to be delivered today
那慢慢的一句话一句话最后整个图画就在我的心里成型就是我今天要向大家来分享的
to find a lyric fitting the word
而且我发现这首诗歌的这个歌词是与神的话非常的贴合
so I read many hymns in the hymn book
我在这个诗歌本里面读了很多的诗歌
I was praying, O Lord, lead me to the one that you have.
然后我就祷告说神啊你把我带到那首今天要唱的诗歌。
So after reading many of them, the Lord made me land on this particular 404.
当我在读过许多的诗歌之后神就让我最后就落在这一首诗歌上。
So if you understand this hymn,
如果大家要明白这首诗歌的话
We will understand the heart, the mind of our God.
那我们就会知道神他的心跟他的思想。
So, dearly beloved,
所以亲爱的
let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们一起打开到以弗所书第一章。
And we shall read the first 14 verses.
我们来读前面的14节。
So we shall read it in English and then it will be in the Chinese.
我们先来读英文可以大家一起看中文。
Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书第一章
verse 1,
第一节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, blameless before him in love. He predestined us to adoption as sons,through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and things upon the earth in him. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. I shall read the 11th verse again, because that's where the Lord's mind is. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Amen. In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to redemption of our God's own possession to the praise of his glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and add blessing to it.
刚才所读到的是以弗所书第一章的第一到十四节，愿意神祝福他的话语。在其中有几处在以弗所书第一章第一节特别提到奉神旨意，那在第一章的第五节也特别提到说他按着自己意志所喜悦的，那在第一章的第十一节也讲到随己意行做万事的，所以很多地方都提到神的旨意。So shall we read in Chinese?
If you need, or we would spare time, then we can.
Or maybe we just
spare time, right?
No, actually, I already emphasized all the special points.
Okay. So I will request each one of us, dearly beloved.
那我现在要求每一位蒙爱的。
Because this the subject matter is quite involved.
因为这一个题目其实是非常的。
And so spare time. Please refer to the word, to the quotations from the scriptures. Okay, every time. So please do. Follow us in the scriptures, in the Bible with us. So that will be very helpful to us to understand what the Lord's mind is.
所以刚才弟兄提到的就是
so let us pray.
当我们真正的有时间的时候，大家可以去看，尤其仔细的去看这一段的章节。
Loving Father,
let us pray.
We are very grateful to you that you have chosen to speak to us.
爱我们的神，我们感谢你拣选了我们，而且对我们说话。
Lord, empty both of us of all that we are and fill us with yourself.
主啊，求您啊来充满我们，用你自己的生命。
With your own Holy Spirit.
用着你自己的灵。
With your own heart, mind, O wonderful Lord, and desire.
愿着你自己的心意，你自己的思想，还有你自己的那个想望充满我们。
That we may speak only the oracles of God.
愿意我们就成为你自己的那个预言。
In Jesus Christ, our most beloved Lord and Savior, we ask.
主啊，奉着主耶稣基督，我们最爱的主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you might know Dr. R.C. Sproul.
也许我们中间有些人知道这个史普罗博士。
He was a great theologian of the Reformed theology.
他是这个更正教里面一个非常很大用的神学家。
They have a college campus somewhere in Florida.
在佛罗里达呢，他有一个大学的校园。
So he was walking across the college campus.
有一天呢，他就走在这个校园里。
And there was a fresh college student who did not know him came across.
这个时候就有一个新生遇见他，但不知道他是谁。
This young man was very enthusiastic to personal evangelism.
然后这个学生呢，他是非常火热要传福音的人。
He did not know who Dr. R.C. Sproul was, but he was face to face with him.
他虽然不知道这个史普罗博士是谁，但是他却来接近他。
So the young man asked Dr. R.C. Sproul, "Are you saved?"
然后这个年轻人呢，就问这个史普罗博士，就说：“你得救了吗？”
Dr. R.C. Sproul very simply said, "From what?"
然后这个博士就回问他说：“我从哪里得救了？”
And the young man was flabbergasted, could not answer.
然后这个年轻人就不知道该说什么，因为他不知道怎么回答这个问题。
And I asked some people also.
那我现在也问大家。
And nobody could answer it well.
我问过很多人，那些人也没有回答出来。
Because what we are saved from, dearly beloved, is the eternal mind of God.
所有蒙爱的，我们是从哪里被救出来呢？我们是借着神永远的旨意从那里面出来的。
It is in the eternal mind of God.
是在神那个永远的心意里面。
Many times they say it's from sin.
有的时候我们说我是从罪里面得救的。
From death.
从死里面。
From many things they say.
或者从很多很多我们所讲的事情里面得救。
But dearly beloved, we are saved from God.
但是蒙爱的，我们是从神里面得救的。也许你会很惊奇。
We are saved from God.
我们是从神里面得救的。
That is, we are saved from the wrath of God.
或者说，我们是从神的愤怒里面得救的。
And we are saved by God from the wrath of God.
我们是借着神从他的愤怒里面得救的。
But there is a third thing about it.
It's a,
the third thing about it.
哦，还有第三个方面。
And that is,
那就是。
We are saved to God.
我们得救是来归给他的。
We are saved for God.
我们是为着他而得救的。
And that's where Saint Paul writes here in the very first verse.
这就是为什么使徒保罗在第一节就这样写。
This man of God whom God caught very uniquely.
这一个人是被神独特的来呼召的。他这么写
I would ask each young man and woman or lady to study the mind of St. Paul according to God.
那我是愿意在我们中间的年轻人是根据神的心意来读一读使徒保罗他的
所写的。So the very first verse of this chapter says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God,To the saints who are at Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus.
所以在第一节，保罗说：“奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。”
He is in the last few years, or 2 years, or a couple of years in his life.In the prison.
他那个时候是在监狱里面，是在他人生最后的大概两年之中。
But in very simple words, he says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God.
但是他用简单的话语这么来说到，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
So dearly beloved, Paul was immersed, completely surrounded by the very thought of God,That he was in the will of God.
使徒保罗他就是这么被浸泡被包围在神他那个旨意的里面。
And Paul wrote many letters.
保罗写了许多的书信。
He wrote the first two letters to Thessalonians.
他的前两封书信就是帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And the last letter he wrote to was in, to Timothy. The second letter of Timothy.
他最后一封书信应该是提摩太后书。
But nobody that, the compilers of the New Testament never put those letters in the chronological order.
但是安排圣经的人却没有照着这个时间的顺序来排列。
By the Spirit of God, they compiled it in the spiritual manner.
那借着神的灵呢，是在属灵的次序上来安排这些书信。
So when we come across the first letter as itis in the New Testament, that's the book of Romans.
那如果我们在新约里面看到的话，保罗所列下来的第一封书信，我们所读到的就是罗马书。
And there we see very meticulously described the depravity of man, that man is so depraved, man cannot save himself, and all that, the depravity of man in general, the depravity of man in the Jewish system,And the depravity of man, you know, in philosophy, etc., etc.
在这里面我们看到他称自己是一个取死的人。那在这里面呢，他不能在犹太的传统里面得救，他也不能在自己的力量里面来得救。
And then we have the charter of redemption and salvation and justification and righteousness and all many things and the victory in Christ Jesus and everything in that letter.
然后在这封书信里面，我们就看到怎么样一个人可以称圣，可以称义，可以成圣，也可以得荣耀，还有一切的一切的内容。
So we come across, and then we see how that life of Christ and how that the scheme of redemption was working out in some way in the Corinthian letters.
然后我们就可以看到这个得赎的整个的计划，它的执行是怎么样的？这个就是在哥林多的前后书里。
And how men failed actually, the beginning of the church in Corinth failed to grasp the whole counsel of the will of God.
我们也看到哥林多教会在开始的时候，他们在神的这个心意里面其实是没有达到的，他们其实是失败了的，就在哥林多前书。
Then we come to the people of Galatia.
然后我们也看到在哥林
And there we see that
我们看到加勒泰的圣徒们。
And there we see that they are striving with keeping the law.
然后我们可以看到他们非常努力的要来守律法。
And there we see that law is not acceptable, means the keeping of the law, because very clearly it says that it is in the sight of God. Very clear, Romans 4:25, in the sight of God, it is not proper. It is not acceptable.
我们也看到一个人如果来守律法，凭着自己的行为要称义的话，在神的眼里，在罗马书第四章二十五节那里面提到，这个是神不能接受的。
Paul wrote many letters, but here the people of God who compiled this book of New Testament, they put the Ephesian letter after the Galatian letter.
那些属神的人，当他们安排圣经的时候，就把以弗所书摆在加勒泰书。
And there we hear Paul saying, "Apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God."
在这里面，保罗一开始就来宣称，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
He begins his letter with the great assurance, confirmation, experience that he is in the will of God.
在这里面，保罗是带着极大的确据，是极大的一个信心，而且在经历里面来宣称说，我是基督耶稣的仆人。
Dearly beloved, this is not the only high sounding words, the will of God when he writes this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，蒙爱的人，当保罗这样写奉神旨意的时候，这并不是一个又高又大的很空的话语，这是真实的一件事。
And so here Paul is actually speaking, he is so much in reality of the will of God.
在这里保罗要讲的时候，要讲的就是他真的是真实在神的旨意的里面。
The very name Paul suggests no longer a sinner only, but a sinner saved by grace. Paul means that.
所以保罗在这里讲到的就是他不光只是一个罪人而已，他是一个
蒙主
恩的罪人。
He was a Saul or Saul.
他是保罗，他曾经是扫罗。
Yes, as a Jew.
他是犹太人。
But he was changed to Paul. So the very name Paul is a testimony of this redemption will of God.
他曾经是扫罗，但现在是保罗，所以保罗这个名字已经在那里来向我们来宣告他是一个得救的人。
Then he says, I'm an apostle of Christ Jesus.
然后他也是一个属基督的人。
And I'm also writing to you, the faithful ones, the holy ones in Ephesus.
然后他呢也写信给在以弗所的这些圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
So he means that my call, my conversion, and my ministry, it's all the continuation in the will of God.
他在那里要讲到的就是他的呼召，他的转变，他的所有的侍奉都是在神的旨意的里面。
So, dearly beloved, it is very important to know what is the mind of God.
所以蒙爱的，我们要知道知道神的旨意是什么是非常重要的事。
This man Paul, when he was called by God,
当保罗被神呼召的时候
，his call was very unique.
他这个呼召是非常独特的
，very unique call,
非常独特的呼召。
He was a Jew, but not a Jew. You'd be surprised.
他是一个犹太人，但他又不是犹太人。
Because Jew actually means from the tribe of Judah.
大家可能要惊奇，其实犹太人呢是讲到你应该是在犹大支派里的人。
But he was of the tribe of Benjamin.
但他是便雅敏支派的人。
He was not born in Israel.
他不是在以色列出生的。
He was born in Tarsus.
他是在大树出生的。
That is the southern part of Turkey.
这个是现在土耳其的南部。
He grew up in Greek culture.
他是在这个希腊的文化里面长大的。
All around him, Greek and Aramaic were spoken.
在他的周围是希腊的文化，还有希腊的语言。
And here is this man, Paul of Saul of Tarsus.
现在就有这么一个人，就是大树的扫罗。
A stranger,
是一个外人，对犹太人来讲。
In a unique way,
是非常独特的。
All the apostles were called in the land.Of Palestine or present Israel,
所有这些门徒被呼召都是在以色列地，就是当时的其实巴勒斯坦那一带。
But Saul of Tarsus was called in Damascus outside Israel.
但是这个大树的扫罗被呼召的时候，却是在以色列地之外，是在叙利亚的大马士革。
He was not called when our Lord was in flesh.And not before his cross. He was called after the glorification, ascension of the Lord.
他不是主耶稣在地上肉身的时候所呼召的，不是在主耶稣钉十字架之前，也不是在主耶稣升天之前。
So he was called to the world. He was called to the world.
他是在世界里面被呼召的。
The world made up of both Jews and Gentiles.
因为这个世界所组成的，包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
And as soon as he was called, he goes to Arabia, where the Lord Jesus Himself trained him.
当他被呼召之后，他就被带到阿拉伯地，在那里面主耶稣亲自的来训练他。
He was there for 3 years.
他在那里大概有三年时间。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的。
And that's where the Lord gave him the great revelation of God in Christ and Christ in God.
在那个时候，在那个地方，他就接受了这个启示，就是基督在神里，神也在基督里面。
Therefore, he writes, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God."
所以他在这里写奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗
To be in the will of God
是奉神旨意
He is in the experience of the will of God now
他当时就是在那里经历神的旨意
Dearly beloved, we are called to be aware, to be conscious, to be in the will of God every moment of our life
弟兄姐妹们，对于我们今天也是这样。我们需要在我们的心意里面能够了解，而且能够接受，就是神对着我们有这样一个旨意，有这样一个计划。
It is not that we are just called by will of God once, and the Lord God forgets us, and we have nothing to do with His will. No, it's not so.
并不是主只呼召了我们一次，然后我们就与他的这个旨意就没有关系，就过我们自己的生活。
The will of God.Is the environment of a Christian.
神的旨意来定义一个基督徒。
It is the environment where the Christian breathes, walks, sits, stands, and does everything, and be everything.
神的旨意就是一个基督徒如何的说话、行动，如何的行走站立，就是我们生活里面的一切的一切。
Therefore, in the fourth chapter, he writes, "The prisoner of God."
所以在第四章他也讲到为主被囚的。
He is in the prison in Rome.
他是在罗马坐监的。
But because he is in the will of God, aware of the will of God, he says, "I am the prisoner of God."
但因着他在神的旨意里面，他也了解神的旨意，所以他说：“我是为主被囚的。”
So in whatever state we are,
那不管我们是在什么样的境况
里面，we must be able to say with confidence, victory and joy, "I am so and so by the will of God."
所以今天我们应该带着极大的一个确信，是在喜乐里面，是在一个得胜里面说，今天我做这事做那事是在神的旨意里。
If I'm weak, if I'm sick, if I'm, you know what, a poor man or whatever it is, I must be able to say with joy and confidence, it's all because of the will of God.
今天如果我们是在软弱，在病痛，在贫穷里面，也应该带着极大的信心，带着喜乐，带着所有的这一切来说，来大声的宣告，我在神的旨意里。
And so, in verse fifth verse, he says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
那在第五节又讲到，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Whatever we are, whoever we are,
不管我们是谁，
it's all because of the pleasure of his will.
都是按着他意志所喜悦的。
Then verse 111.
然后在第十一节，
in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
在第十一节特别讲到，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So read those words in red.Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
所以大家读一读红色的那些字，那位随己意行做万事的。
What does the counsel of his will mean?
那什么叫做随他的旨意呢？
Why it is written the counsel of his will?
为什么这么写？是随己意，是照着他的旨意。
What does the Holy Spirit mean?Want to teach us and tell us by these words.
那圣灵今天在这里讲是要教导我们什么，告诉我们什么呢？
In the Greek language, there are two words for will.
在希腊文里面，关于旨意有两个词。
One is thelema.
一个是 thelema.
And the other is boile.
另外一个是 boile.
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 Remember that, those two words.
大家记得有这两个词。
But those, both of them mean completely different.
但这两个词的意义却完全不一样。
So the counsel of the will means the bule of God's will.
那这个随己意行呢，是特别有一个意思在里面，就是有一个立法会一样的在那里。
It means the whole mind of God working,thinking, considering, taking everything in consideration, dearly beloved, for the will which he is going to execute.
那就是说神的整个心思来思想来计划，就是他的旨意，还有关乎旨意的每一步，每一个计划，每一个实行。
And then, when God is the will, that word is used, thelema.It means the commanding of the will, the executing of the will.
然后当那个 Selima 这个词讲到这个旨意的时候，这就是讲到神的那个计划跟执行了。
God has taken such great pains, dearly beloved, from before eternity, sorry, from the creation, to think out everything,Nothing left unconsidered, not thought about, everything. And he has this comprehensive plan and determination. So the comprehensive plan and determination is the counsel of his own will.
在创世之前神已经思想了每一个方面，没有一个地方他没有想到的。然后这整个的在他的决定里面要做成的事情，就成为神的旨意。而且这个旨意是借着这个立法会一样的这个 council 来实行的。
It begins from the first moment of creation to the last moment of the end of human history.
这个是从创世的第一刻开始，一直到人类历史的结束。
And it also includes each man that would be born from Adam to the last.
这也包括每一个出生的人，从亚当第一个一直到最后的一个。
It also includes, dearly beloved, each moment in the life of each man that would ever live in his creation.
而且也包括每一个在他所造的里面的每一个人的一生的每一刻每一个时候。
So what comfort we have that we are in his plan, his determination, his execution of his will, dearly beloved. So we should not be disappointed by sickness and weakness and falters and failures and everything. Nothing, dearly beloved. We are secure in his counsel of his will.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该是得安慰的，因为我们是在他这个伟大的计划里面，是在他的这个决定要做的事里面了。所以不管我们今天是在贫穷，是在疾病，在各样的事上，我们都应该知道有这个信心是在他的旨意里面。
Isn't this overwhelming?
这个是不是让我们非常的不可想象不可思议的感觉呢？
Isn't that overwhelming? Does it not stop us and fill us all with God? Then nothing, even I cannot think of and see myself, only him.
那这个是不是让我们有这个不可思议的感觉，就是神他一切的来充满我们。当我们这样在充满的时候，怎么可能在思想到我们自己的哪个方面呢？这全是他的旨意。
In that there is a pleasure of his will.
因着这个是随着他意志所喜悦。
Good pleasure of his will, Ephesians 1:5.
也是在以弗所书第一章第五节那里面讲到按着自己意志所喜悦的，在他里面我们得了产业。
We have got inheritance in him.
我们在他里面得了产业。
And therefore, Ephesians 5:17 reads. Ephesians 5:17 reads.
所以在以弗所书五章十七节那里面讲。
And it says, if you have your Bible, please go. Wherefore be ye not foolish.But understand what the will of the Lord is.
所以现在是大家使用圣经的时间了。在以弗所书第五章第十七节那里面讲到，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人。
Wherever you are, just sit back and consider, understand what the will of the Lord is.
不管你在哪里，就坐在那里，来思想一下神的旨意到底是什么。
So whenever we do not consider, do not think, or just leave ourselves apart from the will of God, we think so. We are not. But we think so. We become unaware of it. What happens? We are foolish.
所以我们应该来思想。有很多时候我们以为自己在神的旨意里面，但其实却没有照着他的旨意行。那这个时候我们就是一个愚昧的人。
So dearly beloved,What a great comfort.
所以蒙爱的，我们应该有一个极大的安慰。
Such a vast will of God.
我们爱什么？
Such a overcompassing will of God.
这一个超越一切的神的旨意。
But he has given us the Holy Spirit to understand what the will of the Lord is.
他也赐给我们圣灵，让我们来明白他的旨意是什么。
Therefore,
所以
we are not foolish.
我们就不做愚昧人。
Because we are in the intelligence of God himself.
因为我们是在神他自己的那个智慧的里面。
We are in the intelligence of God himself.
我们是在神自己的那个智慧里面。
We have more intelligence than FBI, CIA, or you put any spy agency in the world. We have more intelligence. We have the intelligence, you know,From the first moment of history to the last moment of history, so we are more than conquerors.
所以我们所有的这个智慧是超过美国联邦调查局还有这个CIA 他们所有的这些信息也好，他们的资讯也好，他们的这些智慧也好，我们都超过了。所以我们有的智慧是从历史上的第一刻一直到最后一刻，是远超过这一切的。
Because our God has the counsel of his will.
因为神有他的旨意，而且也随着他的旨意有这个立法的议会。
And he is omnipotent to carry out each counsel in the executing and commanding to carry out that will.
而且他不光是有决定，他也可以有每一个所有的资源来完成他自己的旨意。
And therefore, Paul could write with the Holy Spirit, Philippians 2:13, that it is what? Both to will and to do according to the pleasure who? God is at work in you.
所以在腓立比书第二章十三节那里面讲到，我们的立志行事都是神在我们心里面运行，要成就他的美意。
God is at work in you.
神是在你心里面正在做工，在你里面做工。
And to do.
是你的行事，你的立志。
According to his good pleasure.
是按照他的美意。
Why? Because we read here Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
因为在第五节已经跟我们讲到，又因爱我们就按着自己一直所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Does it mean that I am perfect?
是不是就讲到我是一个完全人呢？
Does it mean that I do everything according to his will?
是不是这里面就讲到我会每件事照着他的意思行呢？
No.
并不是的。
No, I don't.
我并没有。
I cannot be perfect.
我不能是完全的。
But does it mean that I am out of his will?
那是不是说那我就不在他的旨意里面呢？
No.
也不是。
Because you have grace and mercy.
因着他的恩典跟慈爱。
In his will, we have grace and mercy.
在他的旨意里面，包括了他的恩典跟慈爱，这是他的旨意。
That is the fatherhood of God.
这就是神他如何的为父。
What a great confidence we have.
我们该有怎样大的一个信心呢？
Nothing of ourselves.
并不是出于我们。
All of him.
全是关乎他。
All to him.
全是为了他。
Be glory to him.
愿意荣耀来归给他。
So, yes, this is it, dearly beloved. So, this is the will of God. To be in the will of God, dearly beloved, must be an experiential life. Life we experience every day.
如果我们是在这刚才所提到的就是神的旨意，如果我们在这个旨意里面的话，那我们的生活里面的每一件事都要来经历神的旨意。
We came to the second thing very clearly, to know the will of God, to understand the will of God. We saw that.
我们就进到第二件事也读到的，就是要来认，要明白主的旨意如何。
Then Paul prays from the 15th verse to the 23rd verse.
然后保罗从第十五节到第二十三节就开始祷告。
He prays for the will of God to be for the assembly and for the individuals in the assembly.
他在神面前的这个祷告是为着个人，也为着整个教会来祷告。
And he prays that we might have the heart of understanding, as our dear brother Philip said last week. I remember.
然后他的祷告就是让我们要知道神，就像中弟兄在上一周跟我们所提到的。
And when he touched that verse, I thought maybe he is going into the direction the Lord has given me.
那有的时候我们也许觉得是照着神给我的方向来行
事。But the Lord veered him off into what he had given him.
但是有的时候神就带我们到他为我们所安排的里面。
So dearly beloved, go home and read verses 15 to 23, and make it your prayer for the family, for your wife, for your husband, for your Sunday school, for our assembly, and for everything. Dearly beloved, this is the prayer of the will of God. From the verse 15 to 23, we have no time to go into it in detail, dearly beloved. But one thing we sang, and it's very clear about it, this, that God has given us, deposited us with His Son in us, dearly beloved. He has deposited Christ Jesus, the eternal Son, to us as the head of the church.
所以弟兄姐妹们，大家回去读这个章节15到23节，而且用这个为我们的家庭，为着我们的配偶，为着主日学，为着聚会，为着。
So this is the counsel that is executed by the will of God, and this is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 onwards. Far above all rule and authority and power, and dominion and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. He put all things, all in under subjection, under His feet, and gave Him as head over all the things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
我们没有时间去看这个祷告里面的每一个方方面面，但是呢，这里面非常清楚的，就是神把他的自己的儿子摆在我们里面，让他永远的这个独生子成为我们的里面，而且为着教会成为元首。这个就是在21节开始，那里面讲到远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So dearly beloved, the overarching purpose of God, the overarching counsel of God, the overarching working out of the will of God, thelema, buele, purpose and everything, dearly beloved,Here it, we have the crown of it, and that crown, the summit is the depositing of Christ as head on the mystical body that is the church and individual believers.
弟兄姐妹们，神的这个整个旨意的曲线里面，里面所讲到的他的皇冠或者说他的那个高峰是什么呢？就是神把他的儿子摆在我们每个人里面，也摆在教会里面，让这个教会是奥秘的教会，成为他成为教会之首，也为教会成了万有之首。
Practice this every day, moment by moment.
愿意我们每一天每个时刻都这样来操练。
How do you practice?
怎样操练呢?
How do you?
怎么样来操练?
The Lord shows me many times for young people and all of us. When very terrible thoughts come in our hearts and minds, remember, it's not me. Oh Lord, I belong to you. You are my head. I have to be, oh Lord, thinking what the head is thinking. And remember, the next moment,You have purity. You have holiness, practical holiness, practical purity, dearly beloved, when we become conscious of the headship of Christ.
那为着年轻人我要讲讲我是怎么学的，就是每当一个不好的意念进到我里面的时候，我那时候就来祷告说，不是我，你是元首，那我就来思想。
We are very grateful to the Lord.For giving us and depositing Christ in us.
那我们要说他是元首，他怎么思想？他把神已经把他的儿子放在我们里面。
We cannot live the Christian life.
我们自己是不能活这个基督徒的生活的。
It is impossible.
是不可能的。
Only one person can live Christian life.
只有一个人能活基督徒的生活。
And that is Christ himself.
就是基督他自己。
And so God took all the care.
那神就把所有的
，God all the care and gave us him.
神把他所有的关怀 都放在基督里面赐给我们。
So dearly beloved, here is this prayer of Paul, that we may gain this knowledge, this consciousness, this awareness that we are under the head that is Christ, as individuals, as families, and as local assemblies.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们心里面应该领会或者意识到，这个就是神的旨意。那在我们每个人里面，在整个的聚会的里面，就是他在我们里面做元首。
So we must be very engaged with the head all the time.
所以我们必须在每时每刻都与元首来连接。
And therefore, Paul writes that a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him may be given.
所以保罗是这么写啊，他说啊，愿那赐人和智慧和启示的灵啊，在我们里面使我们真知道他。
17th verse of the first chapter.
是
第一。That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
在以弗所书第一章第十七节那里面是这么说，就是求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So this is another key. How can we have the conscious and aware transaction giving, you know, taking and giving of this head?In us, how he gives us his life, how we gain his life, how we take his life, how can we do that? So that is given here in the 17th verse.
所以这个关键呢，我们如何怎么样领会或者意识到他的旨意呢？就是他如何的把它给我们，我们如何的来得着，这都是在第十七节里面。
This is a spiritual mind.
这个是一个属灵的心思。
And therefore he writes.
所以他在这里写道。
To a spirit of wisdom,
是这个智慧的灵
of revelation,
是启示的灵
and knowledge,
是让我们真知道的
not my knowledge, not revelation of me, not the wisdom of me, but Christ. Christ the wisdom, Christ the revelation, Christ the knowledge in me, in every situation.
并不是我自己的知识，我的智慧是基督，基督在我里面，他就是那智慧，他就是那知识。
If you read the lives of many scientists, Christian scientists, John Washington Carver and so many others,
如果你们来读那些
so many, the American scientists, especially Christian scientists, inventors, they prayed, and the Lord gave them.All wisdom and revelation and knowledge.
如果我们来看这些在美国尤其有许多基督徒的科学家，他们是怎么样得着他们的成就呢？是他们在那里祷告，在祷告的里面，神就把这个智慧跟启示赐给他们。
I know one scientist alive right now. His name is Jim Tour. Does anyone know him?
有一个他现在还在世的，他的名字叫 Jim
Tour. You know him, right?He had a chair in Columbia University. Now I think he's in Rice. He's a Jewish Christian.
这个 Tour 这个教授呢，他以前是在其他学校，现在在 Rice 大学。
He has married a Pakistani Christian lady.
他与一个巴基斯坦的信主的姐妹
结婚了。We know both the families well.
我们非常的了解这个家庭， yeah. 认识他们。
Rose's cousin.You know, and Rose's cousin's husband, they had a great ministry in Syracuse University.
Rose 姐妹她的那个表兄弟表姐妹还有她的丈夫是在 Syracuse 这个大学里面有
That's where Jim
Todd
started as a student.
在那里面就是 Todd 弟兄跟学生们一起来聚会。
And he saw Brother Maxing.
然后他就遇见了巴信弟兄
Brother Maxing, right?
大家都知道巴信弟兄吧
？And he was challenged by the life of Brother Boxing.
然后呢，他就被巴信弟兄的生命给改变了。
And this Jewish young man became Christian.
然后他是一个犹太人，但他就成为一个基督徒。
He has innumerable patents.
他似乎有着那无数的发明啊，还有这些专利。
He is the inventor of graphene. You know graphene.
啊，大家知道咖啡因吧
？Those who are in deep chemistry.
啊，如果你读化学的话，这是他所发明的。
Yeah.And so many.
大家大声点，对不起，你要提醒我。很多很多的事。
But he says it's all because of the headship of Christ.
神墨烯，哦，石墨烯，对不起，石墨烯是他所发明的。
Because of the wisdom, Christ is the wisdom.
因为基督就是那智慧。
He comes out in revelation.
他来到是带着启示的。
And knowledge.
而且带着智慧，带着知识的
，not of man，
不是出于人
，but it is written of him，
而是从他而来
，because this is his creation，
因为这是他的创造
，he knows everything，
他知道每一件事
，whether it is quantum，
或者是量子级别
，or it is celestial astrophysical，
或者是宏观或者微观的这些物理
，he knows all，
他都知道
，he is the creator。
因为他是创造者
so dearly beloved
所以蒙爱的
today we have learned
今天我们学到了
the will of God
就是神的旨意
the counsel of the will of God
还有就是神旨意里面那个立法的议会
so may the Lord bless us
愿意神来祝福我们
as we bask in this great revelation to us
愿意我们可以在这个极大的启示里面得着他
that God has the counsel of his will
因为神他有他的旨意
which he has thought from before the foundation of the world
是在创立世界以先就已经有完全的思想的
it includes all mankind
它包括了整个的人类
it includes all time
包括了所有时间里的一切
it includes each individual
也包括每一个人
so may we understand this
愿意我们了解这件事
That he is the head over the church,
他是教会的元首
and he wants us to be aware of him, conscious of him, and continue to bask in his fellowship, his relationship with us and with one another. Amen.
愿意我们今天能够领会，能够意识到他的心意，而且呢，能够进入到与他的这个关系在交通里面，而且与彼此的交通的里面。
Not even we have not touched even one fourth of it, right?
我们今天其实还没有分享到预备分享的四分之一呢。
Pray for me.
那我们为这个来祷告。